General Manager Ed Hervey joins us again. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jay?
Good. Now, I know you were busy, and so I totally appreciate you coming through on this day. You were on the phone. Were you getting another deal done? Do you have another deal? Do you want to announce?
We'll wait on that. But basically, today is just a day filled with phone calls, and some calls go a little longer, and you know, when you're trying to explain your case and guys are trying to explain theirs and agents are talking. So we're busy, but, you know, we're not quite done as far as being in the mix.
Okay, so now I look at your roster and I look at your philosophy from the past. Is it safe to say that you'd like to add another veteran offensive lineman in free agency?
I mean, we're always looking to make sure that we're protecting the quarterback. And, again, veteran offensive lineman or someone that can come in here and make an immediate impact. You know, you're right. I like to, you know, make certain that we, you know, we build our team from the inside out. And, you know, good Canadians are hard to come by. I mean, you know, losing Matt O'Donnell, you know, would set any team back. But, you know, as far as our area of concern, you know, this year, next year, the draft is always going to be looking at how we can protect the quarterback first and then go from there.
Update on Kendall Lawrence, Ed. You know, doesn't have a lengthy CFL resume, and I'm guessing him, from my vantage point, here was a guy who thought, hey, maybe he'd cash in. But, you know, not many teams need a number one running back at this point. He's a versatile player. What's your thoughts? Do you think he'll return? Would you give it a percentage on where you're at based on the recent discussions with him and his agent?
Yeah, I would say that, 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, 50-50. I mean, again, sometimes it comes down to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, you can't always go out there and try to, you know, when you feel like someone's driving up the price. I mean, you know, you say to yourself, like, look, a year ago, you know, did anyone know him? And, you know, he came out and played well, and we'd love to have him back. But, you know, there's always that, you know, that point where, you know, your books, your cap, and your overall numbers basically say you can't cross. And, you know, we're not going to cross to the point where we're overpaying positions that, you know, we have to feel comfortable knowing that we can go get in the U.S. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's I know it sounds harsh. It's not meant to sound harsh, but, you know, as much, you know, resources as we put into our scouting department, we have to be able to believe that we can find a Kendall Lawrence again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to keep him. But, again, you know, players, every player has different motivations, right? Some players come to Edmonton, love Edmonton, want to be here. Some players come to Edmonton and they look for the next opportunity. And, you know, you're a stepping stone for other opportunities, whether it be compensation or the league down south. But when the numbers are relatively close, which the impression that I'm getting from their camp, now it's a decision. You know, it's a decision that you make. Sometimes, you know, you want to go somewhere because you're more driven by the dollar. You know, I'm not going to disrupt our flow of how we do things here and our roster and our cap for that. But I think that what we put on the table for all the players are always fair. They're within, they're competitive. And, again, there has to be some value to wanting to play for the Edmonton Eskimos when things are relatively close. And we're not far off from where any other team, but then it has to come down to the player's choice as to what decision he wants to make. And, you know, we have a long history of here of players not only coming here and playing here and embracing the community, but having long careers here and sometimes foregoing more compensation to remain in a place where everything is stable, the amenities are amazing, and those things. Those are things that you have to put in consideration. And to me, you know, when you're talking $5,000-$10,000 divided over 18 weeks or 20 some odd weeks or 6 months of the year, you got to ask yourself, is it really worth it to go somewhere else where I'm comfortable, where I have a good grasp of everything around me, the community, and a place that is on the upward swing as far as just trying to get things done and we're doing things right. So it's in the player's hand now. We're, you know, all the agents told me everything is within you know, $5,000. So now it's a matter of, is Edmonton the place I want to be, or am I going to go somewhere else? I mean, we put our best foot forward, and we're just waiting for the decision.
Ed Hervey, GM of the Eskimos, joins us. On the Rennie Curring front, Ed, will he return, or are you guys moving on?
No, Rennie will not be returning. And it's, again, nothing against Rennie. It's just you can't put those dollars into two middle linebackers. I mean, we're going to have competition. Deion Lacy's going to be there competing. We're going to go, you know, we've have a couple of signings that we're going to announce here in the next couple of days of guys that are going to come in and compete at that spot. Plus, JC is returning. That position at the end, JC and Rennie both were splitting time at the end of the year. And right now, I mean, we have, you know, we have JC committed to another year or two. And the reality is why would you bid for a position that you already have in-house? And I think this defense will be just fine without Rennie. I think Rennie is going to go and prosper wherever he goes. We have nothing but great admiration for everything that he did here. He was a consummate professional. This decision is not personal or anything. It's just the economics will not allow us to pay two middle linebackers.
Okay, and that totally makes sense. Ed Hervey joins us now. Ed, in the negotiation process, and you know, let's say you don't get a Kendall Lawrence, for instance, would that free up money if you were close to another guy and you said, okay, you know what, maybe we'll up it by $5,000, for instance, to make sure, or $10,000, to get the an offensive lineman or a different guy? Like, this, how much freewheeling is there, or do you set a line, certain money spent for certain positions?
It's a little bit of both. Going into free agency, you forecast what you have, and then you take all your current contracts and you try to do the best you can as far as forecasting your 46 man roster plus a few guys that'll stick around. You take the bigger salaries that you have, you throw that number out there, and then you make sure that all those players who are playing, you take their incentives and you factor those in as well. And then once you factor all that in, then you have an idea what kind of money you have to play with as far as available money, hard money, as I call it. Because, again, a player misses a game or two, the incentives kind of fluctuate, but you want to know what your hard number is that you want to deal with those numbers included. And then from there, you look at what your priorities are as far as the positions that are of great need or that you want to add depth to. And then from there, you know, you look at the salaries, look at the player and decide, you know, look at the salaries of the other players at that position with years experience, production, all those things that factor in. And then you set your numbers at those positions. You put free agent, for example, free agent offensive lineman, you put a number there and you say that's the number. And then the discipline that is required to stick with that number is all in the matter of who is negotiating the deal. And again, if it ends up being where you have to spend a little bit more to get that guy, be $5,000 or $10,000, it's coming from one of the other positions that you have slated to go after. And that's just the reality. And so when you look at our roster and the way we're structured and the way we're set up, we feel very good about our roster as a whole. And then the positions that we'll fill when we go to the U.S., those imports, we know we're going to get some value there. But the priority from day one is to make certain that our Canadians that we have are, fill our roster and that we feel good about those guys first. You know, no matter how it shakes down, Jay, and I know that, you know, people wonder, how do you make a decision? If you have two players, one is an import and one is a Canadian, and they're both top priorities to you, and they're both, you know, starting all those things, as you know, who gets the advantage as far as priority? And that is just the way it is, and that's the landscape that we're in, and we will always follow that. So when when we look at how things are done, you know, getting Donnie O done and getting some of those guys done early allowed us to make certain that when we hit the market that we were available to be a player, albeit a small player, because I don't want to spend every year going to get 6-7 free agents from other teams. It's expensive. It throws off the chemistry in your room, and the good, really good teams in this league don't spend a whole lot of time on free agency. I mean, we made some moves in recent years to get ourselves some experience, but you know, I envision in the next couple of years where free agency is not really a resource to build our team, and it's primarily a resource to fill roles. And then if there's a player that's from Edmonton area that's out there that wants to come home and there's a fit, bring those players home. Outside of that, we got to make sure that every player that we bring here gives us a chance to compete, gives us a chance to win, and has a desire and a passion to come in and compete for a position rather than coming in and accepting a check just to be a spectator.
Ed, always good to talk to you, especially on a busy day like this. We'll look forward to hearing some of the signings coming up in the next few days. As always, appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.